Hey, this is Rocker, and you are entering the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7. Live in the Devil's Lair is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Find locations in Madison, Monona, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Find them online at salvatorestomatopies.com. Combining the intimacy of chamber music with the boldness of rock, Fermata weaves together a sound that is dark, dramatic, and invigorating. A band formed a decade ago is reformed in the pandemic times. Fermata are performing at the Burr Oak on Winnebago Street tomorrow night, September 26th, but here to perform some of their brand new music for us tonight right now is Fermata. Lisa, Cody, Eli, Thillman, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. So Fermata used to be a local Madison band 10 years ago. For our listeners who aren't familiar, tell us about the early days of Fermata. Did you really meet on Craigslist?
We sure did.
I believe I put up an ad, and the original bass player was leaving to go to school in New York, and he kind of helped me audition people. And I met Cody, Lisa, the mandolin player at the time, and when we formed the band, we put out another ad seeking viola, and that attracted the then violist and cellist, so everybody in the band came from Craigslist.
So, okay, so Tillman is the oddball out, right? How did you meet up with him?
Well, Tillman is a new addition to the band, but Tillman and I have been playing for what now?
Five, six years,
and I met him, I'm out in Baltimore, well, I was out in Baltimore, and we met because Tillman is a born and raised Baltimorean.
Yes, indeed.
A Baltimorean, I haven't heard that before.
No?
Okay, this is a crazy story, we're going to have to learn more about what makes Fermata tick, but right now, let's hear some live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman. All of your songs tonight are brand new, and the first one is called Nothing to No One. Tell us about this song before you play it.
So it was kind of inspired, the impetus for it was just an abusive relationship where sometimes you feel completely helpless and, you know, that the only person that cares about you, that's, you know, gaslighting you or whatever, what have you, you know, that you feel like you mean nothing to, you know, the only person that you mean something to is your abuser. So that was kind of the impetus, the pull for it, where we all feel lost and worthless. Ready?
Test, test.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah.
Thank you.
That, let's see, where are we here? I'm, you know, I'm on my own tonight, so I'm trying to mix everything, so give me a little break tonight, all right, guys? Fermata, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. I'm Rocker, here with Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman. Your sophomore album, Ever Colder, is out, and part of it was recorded here in Madison and part out east in Pennsylvania. Tell us about getting the band back together yet and writing, recording apart through the pandemic.
Yeah, so really it had been a long time since the band had really talked to each other. And a couple things happened all at once. First of all, it was the pandemic where, you know, we were all musicians, everyone felt the pain of just everything stopping. Just no music, no performances, no nothing. But at the same time, one of our old songs from back in 2007 or 8 got picked up on a Tastemaker playlist on a streaming service, and we got a ridiculous amount of plays on one song, which kind of got us talking to each other again. Also, because somebody reached out to us as a fan, like a new fan out of, like, what? You know, we haven't put anything out in 12-something years. We got a new fan reaching out to us. So that's kind of what got us all talking to each other, and we were all locked down in the pandemic, just like everybody. So we started working on music by sharing ideas with each other, emailing ideas back and forth, working on songs long distance, and it actually, the pandemic kind of worked out for us in that way.
And Zoom meetings.
Yes, lots of Zoom.
Zoom meetings. Yeah, everybody learned how to use Zoom. I never even heard of it before the pandemic.
Me neither.
No.
Collectively, Fermata consists of guitar, cello, upright bass, and vocals. Let's get to know Fermata a little bit better. Let's start with Eli August. You are a guitarist and vocalist and double as the band's publicity agent. Who is Eli August?
That is a very kind and big word. Doubles as a guy who tries to get gigs and somebody to let us play on their radio station. Thank you very much for having us, by the way. I was born in Chicago, grew up in Merrimack, Wisconsin. Lived here for, Wisconsin was my home for almost 30 years of my life. And then my wife and I moved out to the Baltimore area, where I started a band, Eli August in the Abandoned Buildings, and that was at its height about 11 players spread out between Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York. And we played lots of shows. We did quite a few in the steampunk scene out east and some out here. And yeah, just songwriting is the thing I found I do best. And it was awesome to be able to turn around and reunite with Cody and Lisa again, and then bring Tillman into that mix, because he and I had been playing for like 3 or 4 years, and it felt like it saying like a glove is a, you know, such a cliche, but there was not one moment where I felt, and I'm speaking for you guys, where we felt like we had to figure things out. Tillman fit right in, and it felt like we didn't skip a beat.
Totally.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah.
So, Eli, is it true that Tillman's cello actually costs more than your car?
I'll let him answer that.
I mean, I don't technically know how much your car costs. But
what kind of car?
Yeah, I have a Scion, so it's technically probably like three of my car.
It's something my parents took, had to refinance their home to get for me. You know, I'm very lucky to have it. It's a new instrument. It's 30K.
Does it have a name?
Its name is Gene, actually.
What? Gene.
I've been playing with you for 5 years. You never once told me.
I never told you this. Well, yeah. There's a story behind it. I had a sister that passed away when I was 6 years old, and my first original cello I had a very like strong connection with, and named it Erica after my sister. And then someone said I should name my next cello Gene out of nowhere, and they had no idea that my sister's middle name was Gene.
Oh, wow.
So I named it Gene.
Really?
Nice. Here, I thought it was going to be about Gene Simmons' tongue.
Not quite. Yeah, close enough, but no.
Gene Simmons' tongue is probably insured for slightly more.
Totally.
Well, it's back to live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, located in the Devil of the Radio 92.7 Studios with Fermata. The next song you have for us is from your new album, Ever Colder, and it's called And So We Dance Again. Is this song inspired by a Clint Eastwood movie?
I wish. It's inspired by the band getting back together. It's us dancing again, metaphorically speaking.
All right, let's hear it for Mana on Devil Radio and the Devil's Lair. It's back to live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. For Mana, in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. I'm Rocker here with Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman. After all this time working together apart, what does it mean to you to be in the same room and playing a concert tomorrow night at the Burr Oak?
It's surreal. I don't know if I ever thought we would be doing this together again, and then to have the addition of Tillman in the band, I mean, he just elevates this so much for us, and you know, to just rekindle this flame from many years ago is just an incredible experience.
Of, like, the pandemic thing that, like, you know, all music was shut down, and just like music in general coming back is still a pretty new and fresh feeling, but then just this project itself, like having not been together for well over 12 years, so it's just lots of things coming together all at once. So yeah, definitely.
Unexpected silver linings.
How many shows have you guys played now with this new lineup?
Oh,
five. I think we did a couple out east, and then we played earlier this afternoon at Bo's Meadery last night in Milwaukee, and then in early October they're coming out to Maryland for a couple of gigs. So, you know, we booked these things when it was like, okay, things are going to be great by the time we play these shows.
Yeah.
And then it started to get more and more like, you know, I'm telling everybody's in the same boat, like, oh no, here we go again. But we're making it happen, and we hope to keep going beyond this. So,
Lisa Hamilton Mazza, it's said that your vocals are commanding and fragile. You're based in Milwaukee and sing for a cover band called Mazzarati. Who is Lisa Hamilton Mazza, and how did you get to this moment?
Oh, wow, that's such a big question. Who is Lisa Mazza Hamilton? I grew up like an hour south of Chicago, and I had been singing since I can remember, like since I was born. I probably came out singing. I'm classically trained, and I came up here for college and ended up sticking around. And I answered a Craigslist calling from Eli, and that's when I really got involved with my first real band and was really, you know, doing things with music. And when this band disbanded, I took about, you know, a 10-year hiatus myself and was just working on a totally different career. And in the back of my mind, I just knew I wasn't being true to myself. I wasn't my true happiest self because I wasn't singing, and that opportunity presented itself. And then I just went crazy. I was like, okay, now I'm going to get into a cover band too, and I'm just going to keep singing. Now you can't stop me.
Who do you like to cover? What bands?
Oh, we're very like broad. I love so many different bands. Like, we're doing Fleetwood Mac covers and The Pretty Reckless and Prince, Gnarls Barkley, you name it, we're covering it.
Nice. And what college did you go to in Milwaukee?
I didn't go to school in Milwaukee. I went to school in Watertown. I went to a really very small private college called Maranatha.
Oh, wow. It's so small and so private in Watertown. I never even heard of it.
Yes, exactly. Everybody's like, where is that?
I think there's a bar on 3rd Street. I mean, I don't know. Well, let's get back to more live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. This next song is called Silhouettes, and I'm sure this must be a song about Socrates and the allegory of the cave.
Got it again.
I knew it. Man.
All these years, we thought people didn't get us. This one is, again, about the same topic of the band getting back together. Silhouettes and So We Dance, again, were the first two I wrote. And it was just using the construct of, like, you know, a love lost or a love that, you know, you were arm's length away from. So it was the initial emotions of being back making music, you know, with these guys.
All right, let's hear it. Fermana, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Upon that mystery,
on that mystery when we were still in love.
Yeah, that's Fermata live here in the Devil's Lair. We have lots more to come tonight, and we're going to take a little break. Is that all right with you guys?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back with Fermata live in the Devil's Lair. This is Rocker, Max Inc. Radio.